Entertainment in Aberdeen. As Aberdeen grew economically, stores and shops sprang up carrying the latest fashions and wares from New Orleans and abroad. Aberdeen also became the place for the social scene. Wealthy planners, lawyers, merchants lived and entertained in Aberdeen. Often, the streets would be crowded with as many as 2,000 people from out of town. One notable merchant from this time was Scott Keyes. He was a successful and highly respected free man of color. He operated a barber shop in 1850 and opened a bathhouse in conjunction with his shop in 1852. Baths could be had at all hours. Cold or shower baths cost 25 cents, and hot or tepid baths cost 50 cents. In July 1852, it was revealed that he also owned a bakery shop and confectionery. He was able to operate this firm until 1859. Keyes not only prospered, but was considered a valuable citizen. The newspapers often commented upon his honesty and faithfulness. In 1859, Mississippi passed laws to exclude free Negroes from the state. If they remained, they were subject to being sold into slavery. Scott Keyes was not in Aberdeen by 1860. Aberdeen was once nicknamed Jugtown because of the many whiskey distillers, bottlers, saloons, and beer gardens. The most popular saloon in town was the Opal. The Union Hall Saloon stood on the corner of Chestnut and Commerce. The Columbus newspaper once commented,
"Aberdeen, the town where whiskey flows like water, and where the water flows in torrents from the famous wells."
Aberdeen was an oasis in temperate desert. Only town arrogant enough to thumb its nose at all of its sanctimonious neighbors and enjoy the financial rewards of being Northeast Mississippi's only wicked city. In the late 19th century, Aberdeen dominated Mississippi's liquor traffic. There were five giant wholesale firms and five licensed saloons. The typical saloon was equipped with billiard rooms, cigar and tobacco stands, tin pan alleys, and they served fresh oysters that were shipped daily from Mobile. Beer gardens were usually located in the rear, where both sexes could mingle. Shootings were not uncommon, but the surroundings were always elegant. On August 29th, 1901, the church bells rang from sunup until sundown. Aberdeen had prohibited the sale of whiskey. Only those with a doctor's prescription could still purchase spirits. The West Point Times reported,
"Since Aberdeen went dry, everybody in the vicinity has been suffering very much from colds. We ain't feeling very well ourselves."
Another Columbus Dispatch remarked,
"Aberdeen used to boast of liquor. Now she brags of her water. First liquor, then water. That is the way it is usually taken."
In 1852, there was no decent facility for the sprinkling of Shakespeare, animal acts, minstrel shows, and the most loved of all, the syrupy, sentimental melodramas. By the 1880s, as the economy started to rebound after the war, the demand grew for a true opera house. The Masonic Lodge decided to erect a magnificent temple opera house on the northeast corner of Commerce and Meridian. It opened in the summer of 1884. The brick three-story building was one of the finest in Mississippi and was the pride of Aberdeen. On the first floor, there were stores. A staircase rose in a tower to a large theater on the second floor that could seat 600 on the main floor, exclusive of the gallery. The Masonic Lodge room was on the third floor. It cost a staggering $45,000 to build. Motion pictures came to town in 1901. In 1917, the theater was converted to show movies. In 1935, the Elkins began construction of the Elkin Theater on Commerce Street, and the old opera house was deserted. The building burned on January 30, 1940. Please continue the tour on track 6.